GBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Phil Lipoff. Protests in San Francisco as Asia-Pacific leaders gather for the APEC summit. Demonstrators with various groups speaking out about trade, the Israel-Hamas war, and other causes blocking intersections and leading to a few clashes with police. An off-site meeting also taking place between President Biden and China's leader. Dominic Chu is a senior analyst at the Eurasia Group.
Both countries will step up on restoring military dialogue, restoring people-to-people contacts, student exchanges, tourism, flights. There might also be corporate deals emerging, but these agreements are small in scale and will not fundamentally alter the decline in relations.
The White House says President Biden will sign the House-approved short-term fix to avert a government shutdown. Now the Senate has to act before Friday's deadline. Americans cut back on spending in October compared to the month before. It's the first decline for retail sales in 6 months and partly driven by falling prices for gas and cars. This is ABC News.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Milwaukee Brewers appear to be safe at home. The American Family Field bill is on its way to Governor Evers, and he has said he'll sign it. The amended bill that passed the legislature yesterday asks more of the Brewers, less of state taxpayers, and adds a tax to non-Brewers events at the stadium. People who help their older and disabled loved ones at home for no money are asking for help from the state of Wisconsin. Martha Cranley is director of AARP Wisconsin.
Each year, Wisconsin's unpaid family caregivers provide about 538 million hours of care to their parents, spouses, and partners, and they do it for no pay.
A bill called the CARE Act would require hospitals to work with caregivers to make sure they're getting what they need. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WGBW 97.9, the Talk of Green Bay News, I'm Pete Schwabe. The victim of a gunshot was involved in a head-on crash while driving himself to the hospital. The crash took place Monday on Green Bay's west side around 2:30 p.m. near Badger Street and Badger Lane. Authorities say the 20-year-old victim was shot near the 1600 block of Christiana Street. Police officials say the man crashed into a 32-year-old woman in an SUV. She was treated for minor injuries. The victim of the gunshot is in the hospital with serious injuries. Police are asking the public to come forward if they have any information on the incident. The Fox Cities Performing Arts Center is bringing the comedy to the Fox Cities. They've announced that comedians Jay Leno and Arsenio Hall will perform at the PAC on April 14, 2024. Tickets go on sale this Friday, November 17th. We are looking at mostly sunny skies and pushing 60 today in northeast Wisconsin. And that's what you need to know. I'm Pete Schwabe, WGBW 97.9, the Talk of Green Bay News.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
The Brewers hire a new manager. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers making it official today. They've promoted bench coach Pat Murphy to manager of the team, replacing Craig Counsell. A press conference tomorrow. Former Brewers infielder Ricky Weeks hired as associate manager. And last night, the Brewers trading two minor league players to the Phillies for infielder Oliver Dunn. NBA, the Bucks in Toronto tonight to face the Raptors. Giannis Antetokounmpo says the players' relationship with their new and first-time head coach, Adrian Griffin, is more like a partnership.
For 10 games right now, with all the expectations that we have as a team, all of a sudden, you know, everybody cares about the Milwaukee Bucks. Going out there, try to win games. And I know, like, coach is getting better each game. We are trying to get better each game. But at the end of the day, as I said, this is a partnership. You know, I don't think in every team in the NBA that's the case. But for sure here, Griff is definitely has been a partnership with everybody, not just me, with every single player.
That's the Bucks' Giannis Antetokounmpo. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Don't change the station, but do watch out for deer, would ya? You know, they're running around all willy-nilly. It is the Krebscast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast. Ample sunshine expected this afternoon with a high of 61. Winds out of the west, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Mainly clear skies and quiet tonight, lows level off around 39. Daytime highs approaching 64. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 61.
Earl Ingram.
Clearly, at this point, what is going on in Congress and the importance of the Speaker, that's always been a high-profile position, Sandy. Why can't we get that fixed?
The problem really comes down to the problem we have within the parties. Not only are we highly polarized between parties, but we seem to be highly polarized within party as well.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. From the home of the frozen tundra, Green Bay's choice for news talk, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Damn, I've been thinking about this. I want to call this the Release the Kraken Tapes Wednesday edition.
Happy hump day, Crudy. Release the Kraken. Nate, working the board. Thank you for your hard work. Our fair audience. Happy, happy hump day.
You're going to have to wait till the happier, happy hour to hear the Kraken Tapes. We have the Kraken Tapes. We have the testimony given by Sidney Powell. And a little bit of the Jenna Ellis as well. We're going to release that in the 5 o'clock hour for you, our audience. And we're going to have some fun with that. Also, that two first name guy, that Senator Mark Wayne Mullen from Oklahoma. Well, he keeps talking about Fight Club.
You're not supposed to talk about Fight Club, Crudy.
I didn't think as a U.S. Senator you were supposed to talk about Fight Club. I thought he was a big man, strapping lad like myself.
Oh, no, man. He's like, I looked it up. He's 5'8", man. He's like barely taller than me. He's a little dude.
Little Napoleonic complex, Tom.
You know, maybe a little of that going on. Come on, Mark Wayne. You're making us short guys look bad.
Do you think he wears the DeSantis sliders and the heels?
Maybe. It's entirely possible. Given the over response, given the brashness of the senator who got shouted down by Bernie Sanders, I wouldn't doubt it, but you know, who am I to judge?
No, I don't know the man, Dom, and I know he's got like 6 kids, but I see him like in a Corvette with like an AR-15 as his co-pilot. You know, try to cover all the inadequacies all at once.
That's a total bro sesh for sure. Red Corvette. Yeah, yeah. You know, check the boxes.
We'll get back to that, Tom. But let me ask you a question. Why do Republicans hate engineers? And apparently diversity.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of math that goes on with engineers, and I'm not sure Republicans are very good at that sometimes.
We got a fine guest joining us. She's probably good at math. We're not going to do math on the radio. But maybe a little governance. We've got the minority leader, our friend Melissa Agard, state senator from Madison, coming in here in the Solidarity Realty Studios real soon, like 20 minutes from now. You'll stick around for that. But Tom, let's start today. It is a rare day when you can say the entire business community, nearly, at least all those impacted by engineering are against the actions of these Republicans. And by these Republicans, I mean Boss Voss and your buddy, Jay Sortwell. Apparently, they're of one mind on this, Tom. Yeah,
they've merged their agendas.
I referenced the reporting of Kelly Mayhofer over at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Wisconsin businesses need more engineers, but Republicans are holding up the UW-Madison project that would help address the shortage. And you say, why?
Why?
We'll get to that. The Republican war on diversity, equity, and inclusion could cost Wisconsin hundreds of engineers. That's every year.
Collateral damage. No biggie.
The GOP-controlled legislature declined to fund a new engineering building for the University of Wisconsin-Madison as part of the state budget. The project would expand enrollment in the engineering college, and the decision dealt a significant blow to the state's flagship and to the business community, which is typically aligned with Republican interests but finds itself at odds on this particular project. The two have teamed up to push for the building's approval in the remaining months of the legislative session. In surveying every lawmaker about their position on the project, it is clear many support the building of a new engineering building, Dom, but Republicans are holding it hostage to extract concessions from the state university system around the DEI programming.
Again, sounds a little like log rolling to me, Crudy.
Little bit. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss, Republican from Rochester, said once a deal with UW is negotiated around the DEI and other demands, you know, the terrorists have their demands, Dom, the legislature would present a proposal that includes the engineering building. So we can't have raises for the staff, any of the UW staff, because Robin Voss wants to eradicate all funding for diversity.
Now, my understanding, also, Governor Evers is suing on that topic, in that specific regard.
He might sue, but that's not changing Robin Voss's mind. He'll waste some more of the term. You know, when you can waste the taxpayers' money in litigation, why not?
I mean, OPM, Crudy.
But to fail to fund capital investiture, and I mean, they've funded other cap